good morning to you. April 7th, welcome to Thursday. Still got some light snow showing up on radar, windy and 32 degrees. Well, the talk around continues. We go from steamboats on the red to things going on at Yankabah Zoo. Every Thursday we do this, this week's edition of the Morning Zoo. Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz, good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here.
I think we should boycott Uncle Mick. He keeps coming up with these bad forecasts.
I'm telling you, and then next week he's talking about more of this garbage. It's like, yeah, we need to talk with him about it. And again, it messes up everybody's plans. And this isn't the first time, but you know, as far as cleanup day too, you know, what's going to be going on there, Kathy? I'll let you field that one.
Thanks. Well, you know, and you say everybody, you mean everybody. You don't mean, you know, not you know, everybody, what they're going to do and, you know, their yard, the lake, whatever. But when you talk the zoo, you're also talking everybody because everybody there, but all the community, because we have so many wonderful people that come down every year or they were looking forward to their first year of volunteering and we're getting calls and people have been wonderful. But they also know that this is unrealistic.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a whole lot of fun.
And we wouldn't get a lot done. You can't rake up everything if it's sopping wet. Mm-hmm. And so, regretfully, we're postponing cleanup day.
All right.
Officially.
Postponing cleanup day till later date.
Yes.
Okay.
And we know that the Easter holiday weekend's coming up. So we wouldn't ask anybody for Easter Sunday.
Right. Exactly.
But if there's time in there where people can come and let us know, let us know if they're coming, if the group. Let us know if a group's coming. We've got Friday in there. There's no school. We're not asking over the Easter holiday if that's something, but we're there every day. And if people can want to come down on that Friday and lend a hand
just help
if it's dry,
out.
We will be posting that if it's dry enough. But we think by then we should be able to get something and done.
Well, and typically, I mean, it's a good year. The weather's good. On a typical cleanup day, can you get, you know, most of the zoo done in like one day? Can you get everything handled depending on, I'm sure, how many people you have show up?
We get a big dent in it. Yes, the raking part, yes.
Okay.
Most definitely most of that gets done. And then if we have enough, we pull people from the raking to help with the habitat preparation, which is great fun.
Right. No, I know they love that.
They love that. So it gives people that sneak preview of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And most people haven't seen the cheetahs in their new habitat. And you can see the tiger den with its finishing touches going on. So it is going to be a great time no matter when we have it. In the meantime, if people want to come down on their own starting next week when it's drier, give us a shout.
Right.
We'll also post it saying we're ready. Come on in. There'll be refreshments. We just want to thank people in advance and on the day of. So cleanup day is as people schedule it, by appointment.
Right.
We'll have you come in with your family or even individuals come in and help get that done after this next weather thing here.
Well, the best part
tired of talking about it.
The best part is to see the families come in with the little kids and the parents installing. You know, it's not like we go, okay, you got to work for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. They come in and they work for a little bit and they get to walk around and see what's new. But you see the parents instilling the volunteerism into the children, and they get excited about it because then they look back and go, wow, look what we did.
Right. And you know, you raise a good point. That's, as far as kids, that's a great thing to have instilled in you.
It's great. It gives ownership in the facility, and we just love that. It extends our zoo family, and it's great.
It's kind of why you started Cleanup Day, too, so the public can take ownership.
And they can take ownership
of the zoo.
And I will say this, let's not kid ourselves. It's very necessary to have everyone's help.
When you get 100 volunteers show up at one shot, and you're like, oh, my God, we're going to get a lot done, it makes a huge difference for us. And like she said, people take pride in it. That is the biggest thing, and we want them to take pride in it. And everybody gets excited to see what's coming, and you know, it's just a great thing.
Well, and you got a lot of exciting new things that are going to be happening in this summer season. See, there's so many moving parts down there that you two deal with on a daily basis, and most of us just kind of see the bigger picture. And looking forward to summer, and it's just like we just assume that it just magically happens where you two know exactly with your staff how much work goes into it.
There's a lot of details involved, as in any business. And, of course, when you're dealing with when your collection is live, mm-hmm. that's a whole other thing because that's first and foremost that in our visitors. So a lot of exciting things coming. Bruce Fingerson has the class list ready. It'll be announced soon in the Outlook and then online the same day. And then registration for that begins on May 2nd mm-hmm. at noon for both online and in person at the community center, along with Parks and Recreation.
Sure.
Don't let this weather trouble us here because there's summer things ahead. And I'll tell you what, the class list is wonderful. In addition to that, remember, one of the favorite parts for the general public is to visit with staff.
Yeah.
And so not only will they be talking with our keepers and management out there, we love to be on the pathways. We're out there a lot. But also Bruce and Melissa Fingerson will be on the pathways visiting with the public with items and live animals and, you know, the touch and feel things and a new touch and feel area in the Nature Center, which used to be the sandbox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Brilliant idea by the director.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, didn't work out real well. A lot of glass cleaning going on several times a day with the sandbox.
I'm sure.
But we are having the antlers, the furs, and all that stuff that scientists actually do use. And it's a hands-on place in the Nature Center. A whole bunch of things coming on, coming in involved with the zoo. And I think we're going to have a great season.
Yeah, so you are going to have a great season.
Pretty excited. Because mm-hmm.
I think this is the first year that we're all fully getting back into it, and we can just, enjoy it that way.
And in the meantime, we really appreciate it, and we're proud of being the little oasis during the COVID where people mm-hmm. felt safe to come because we had wonderful attendance during that.
Yes, you did.
People of getting away and breathing.
Hey, I found out something yesterday, too. We can wrap with this. I get to go be part of your membership drive, too. That's coming up.
Yes.
And that's, I believe it's next week?
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's on the 13th. Mm-hmm. And it's at Dakota Coffee Company. And that started several years ago with Madison. And now Mitch and Victoria and Amanda over there are inviting us back in. You're going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
From 11 to 1.
Good party. And it's always so much fun.
But the membership drive starts at 7 in the morning. We're going to see you around 11
yep.
for the remainder and the wrap-up. But 7 to 1, you buy your membership at Dakota Coffee Company on the 13th, and you'll get 20% off your order, your complete order for your food and beverage.
Boy, there. What a great incentive.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
It shows a great partnership, and we're excited that this tradition is going to happen with the new owners and management, and we want to give a shout-out to Dakota Coffee Company.
I can't wait. Like I say, it's always a good party doing that. Kathy Dickman, Tom Schmaltz, it's the Morning Zoo. We do this every Thursday at 8:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Welcome to the Radio Employment Connection, where we work to find people to work for you. Red River Human Services Foundation has multiple DSP openings and shifts available, $15 an hour or more, depending on experience. Apply online at www.rrhsf.org. Red River Human Services has multiple DSP openings and shifts available. Apply online at www.rrhsf.org. If you'd like to advertise a job opening on the KBMW Radio Employment Connection, reserve a spot by contacting us at 701-642-8747 or email studio@kbmwnews.com.
Got a mostly cloudy sky. Still